Right, it's just that's it for Saturday, the Education Festival, and I'm coming back tomorrow as well. What a fantastic day, honestly. I just, in terms of value and all the rest, I'm sat back in my car now just before I head back to the hotel, and I'm just looking over at the school, fantastic building, and reflecting on the day. A real mix, really. The first session this morning, I actually had no intention of going to it, but I got talking to one of the other delegates, and then after I interviewed Rod Little at the Sunday Times, I kind of felt honour bound to go in and listen, and I was really glad I did. So Rod was interviewing Tony Sewell, who at the moment is advising Boris Johnson about what he thinks he should be doing in terms of schools in London, perhaps with a particular viewpoint towards black minority underachieving pupils in schools. The second session, I was really looking forward to it, the last couple of weeks until it, and it was all about the future of ICT in schools, but the time was cut really short at the beginning and the end, and that didn't quite live up to the expectations. Eben Upton was on the panel, but I think he was only allowed 2 or 3 minutes to speak, so that one didn't quite live up to what I wanted. And then at the end of that, Eben and Liz were running off to do a Raspberry Pi workshop, which I was determined I was going to go to. But Eben, I helped Conrad Wolfram set up his display and his webcam and everything for his talk. And Eben said, "You've really got to stay and listen to Conrad do his talk." So it was all about what Conrad thinks is wrong with teaching maths in the curriculum. And I recorded a couple of interviews with Conrad, and really, really, really amazing, listening to his ideas, and we shared some similar thoughts, which was great as well. Then, just after I had some lunch, I headed over to a session where I was expecting a speaker to be there, but then it was cancelled, but as it would happen, Ian Livingston was there as well. So we got to have a good chat about reflecting over the last 12 months about how things have moved on since the first I interviewed Ian back in August at the Cowes Summer School. There's the church at, the bell at Wellington College chiming 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock even. Anyway, so I met Ian Livingstone and interviewed him back in August, and it was nice to, really useful and uplifting to reflect back on all the things that have happened in terms of computing in the curriculum since then. And then he asked me if I'd introduce him, which just felt like a real privilege. After that, it was great. There was lots of discussions that carried on in the corridor outside. People wanting to know how could they organise a hack day, or what was Raspberry Jam, and how could they make something like that happen in their school. And those sort of corridor discussions carried on for quite a while. I met a teacher, first name I've forgotten, Sinnott in Manchester, and he's saying he wants to empower and engage children, get them excited about computing. Where do I start? So obviously the conversation started going about Hack to the Future, Raspberry Pi, Raspberry Jam, all those kind of things. And then really I finished the day off over in Ed Baker's Tech Heads, which is the startup scene, and lots of conversations again. There's audio booths I've recorded. You can listen to them online. Loads of really passionate people there. Obviously this startup thing seems really exciting. People got ideas and they were all sharing their ideas, and then we just finished it off with some drinks. There was like a Google bar tent, and having some conversations there, and Conrad Wolfram came back, and there was four of us there. It was Conrad Wolfram, Neil Gallagher, who's a developer from Ireland, so you can listen to some interviews with him, a young lady teacher teaching computing in London. I need to catch her name. I'm hoping to see her tomorrow. And we just spent about half an hour bashing around all sorts of different views about education, and it was good to get such diverse views and opinions. Don't really know what to expect from tomorrow so much, as there's not so much representation of technology taking place throughout the day, so it's going to be more about the sort of wider educational issues. I hope the weather holds out. It'd be nice if we can have the sun again tomorrow.